Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Once again, go to freetalklive.com, and what you'll find is that you actually get to control the content of the site. The stuff that you see in the main column there, the main page, all created by listeners like you. So if you're online and you find something that you want to share with our listeners, share with us. You can go to freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep, and then the rest of our listeners will vote as to whether or not, well, some will, some won't, but listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And in the aggregate, the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people, including us, are more likely to see it. Maybe we're more likely to talk about it on the air, so go over and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
All right, we continue here. We'll take your phone calls about anything for those of you just tuning in. Osama bin Laden has been the majority topic of the show tonight, but we've also talked about some groups, the theory that the world's going to end here in a couple of weeks. So anything really does go. Let's go right back into your phone calls and start things out with Kevin, listening in Evansville, Indiana, to WGBF. Hello, Kevin.
It's actually Caleb.
Caleb, go ahead with your thoughts. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. Well, I'd just like to change pace real fast and talk about some of the corporations and entities that still have vested interest in keeping marijuana illegal.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, we have the alcohol corporations, corporations in California that put up against Prop 19 and tried to keep that from passing.
Weren't some of them actually the medical marijuana establishments themselves?
Mm-hmm. So I understand.
Yeah,
sad.
For years you've had these alcohol companies backing up the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, as well as other, I think, drug companies as well. So it's been a long time that they've been lobbying hard to keep drugs, to keep things like pot maybe legal.
Well, I'm not sure. Just off the top of my head, the ones I can think of, there's still the major ones, the pharmaceutical companies, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I they tried to come out with Marinol, which I believe has been discontinued.
Really? That's news to me. I had not heard that. It would be a surprise to me. But the reason why they don't want marijuana to be legal is because if they can have something like a Marinol, which is a sort of a synthetic version of THC, if they can have that, then they can have a total lockdown on it because of patent law. Whereas if everybody can just grow their own medicine, then that takes a lot of money out of their hands.
Yeah, they can't patent it. And I actually read in a couple places that you can overdose on Marinol.
You cannot overdose on marijuana. At least not kill yourself.
You cannot overdose on marijuana.
That's true.
You literally have to choke to death on the smoke before you could overdose.
Pretty much.
My biggest one I've been thinking of lately is drug testing corporations. Corporations that make home drug tests and drug tests for corporations for employment. With marijuana, it stays in your system for 30 days. Whereas if you have meth or crack or drugs like that, most of those are water-soluble and won't stay in your system as long. And the legalization of marijuana would pretty much kill their business.
Interesting observation. I hadn't thought about that one, but yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, it's true. Marijuana is the easiest drug to find, so the cops love it.
To physically find, but it's also very easy to detect it in a drug test.
Indeed, and the war on drugs truly is the war on marijuana. I mean, people will characterize it as crack and heroin and meth and all these other things, and certainly those are dangerous drugs with dangerous effects, but most of the people that are arrested for illegal drugs in the United States are arrested for marijuana.
Good thoughts tonight, Kevin. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
hearing
from you.
It's a plant.
800-259-9231. You know, speaking of marijuana, since he brought it up, I'll go ahead and read a little bit off of current.com's report, and it's very short. Regarding the active ingredient in marijuana cutting tumor growth in common lung cancer in half and significantly reducing the ability of the cancer to spread, according to researchers at Harvard University who tested the chemical in both lab and mouse studies. They say this is the first set of experiments to show that the compound delta-tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, inhibits EGF-induced growth and migration in epidermal growth factor receptor expressing non-small cell sung cancer cell lines. I don't understand what that means, but according to the story here, it means that it's good. Pot good for lung cancer.
It's apparently amazing. It's really counterintuitive. You'd think that inhaling combusted plant material is what generally gives people lung cancer, so therefore inhaling combusted plant material would not be good for it.
Well, I would recommend against inhaling combusted plant material, and I think that the scientists here as well, they didn't study smoked marijuana, Mark. They studied THC, the active chemical in marijuana. However, that said, there's never really been any evidence that lifelong marijuana smokers have any higher incidence of lung cancer than anybody else. If a marijuana smoker ends up with lung cancer, every single time they are also cigarette smokers. So there's never been any evidence to show that lung cancer comes from smoked cannabis. Not to say it couldn't happen, and again, I would recommend against using anything that is smoked in your lungs, which is one of the nice things about vaporizers. Of course, we've been talking about the e-cigarettes. Those are hitting the scene big time now in the United States, and now cigarette smokers are coming to the understanding that vaporizing is a very, very useful thing to do as far as delivering their drug of choice. Same thing with cannabis. Use a vaporizer on cannabis, and you get all the benefits of having THC and whatever that's going to do for you, and none of the negative sides of having combusted plant material in your lungs.
It makes you wonder whether you're going to see vaporizing in the other forms of drugs that people enjoy on a regular basis. I mean,
alcohol?
Will there be alcohol vaporizers? Will there be caffeine vaporizers? Will people take a hit of caffeine in the morning instead of drinking their coffee?
I think that's an excellent question, Mark, and it's a great idea. I guess it'll all depend on whether or not the FDA or the federal government outlaws these things. Because if they are allowed to continue, then you'll likely see more development and more innovation in these areas. But if they are cracked down upon, then they'll go into the black market.
It's looking like that's not going to happen, as I understand the FDA is intending to regulate e-cigarettes as tobacco products.
So as opposed to banning them, you're saying they'll be regulated.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. So lung cancers, by the way, here that overexpress EGFR are usually highly aggressive and resistant to chemotherapy. So just to recap this, Harvard University has discovered that THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, has actually cut lung cancer, tumor growth in common lung cancer in half. It has also reduced the ability of the cancer to spread, and pointing out that these particular cancers that they're talking about, the ones that overexpress in the epidermal growth factor receptors, are highly aggressive and resistant to chemotherapy. So essentially saying that chemotherapy, kind of this accepted major medical kind
allopathic.
Of procedure, allopathic, that's the term. This accepted procedure that is incredibly damaging and has all kinds of horrible side effects.
Both of my father and my grandmother decided to die rather than to take any more chemo.
That taking some THC could probably do much more than the chemotherapy could for these very aggressive tumors.
There you go, folks. If you've got cancer, go ahead and make yourself some pot brownies.
THC that targets cannabinoid receptors CB1 and CB2, similar in function to endocannabinoids, which are cannabinoids that are naturally produced in the body and activate these receptors. The researchers suggest that THC or other designer agents that activate these receptors might be used in a targeted fashion to treat lung cancer. So pretty exciting, and of course it'll be even more exciting if we could actually have people doing more research on cannabis in this country. As of right now, cannabis research that's being done is very limited because the DEA prevents a lot of it from actually occurring. So the knowledge that we're getting about cannabis and what it can do for people with medical problems is very limited compared to what we could be getting if we actually had a free market in drug distribution, which, of course, we're not even close to, considering the Obama administration is continuing to crack down on medical marijuana. States with medical marijuana. So we got a long ways to go, but it's a bright future if we can actually finally end this insane war on drugs. And I just think that's pretty exciting news. Oh, by the way, there's another point that's worth kind of focusing on here in this article, and we pointed this out in the past. Yeah, that's right. Your brain actually has receptors for cannabinoids.
It always makes you wonder. I tend to believe that there's a creator out there. And, why would he create cannabinoid receptors when the only thing in the world, as I understand it, that produces cannabinoids is cannabis? Is it God's plant?
Well, if you believe in God, then you would think so, right?
Seems to be some point to it.
So your body was built to receive these things. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Your comments on anything is welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything here. It's the live Saturday edition. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Features including the mobile site. You've got a smartphone. You want to get quick access to our live streams and our podcast, just go to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
If you're taking any medications and you're getting them at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. Whether it's your blood pressure medication, birth control medication, heart medication, whatever it is that you take on a regular basis, Discount Prescription Services can get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. There you can click on Become a Member, or you can call their telephone number. They're open from 9 to 5, so they'll get back to you if you call in the evening. Their customer service is excellent. They use a third-party organization to test each batch of the drugs to make sure that what they're getting for you is what they say it is. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Ablify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Jimmy is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Legion Radio down here. First of all, thank you for your show. I really admire the subject that you're taking on. It's a tough one. I just had an outside-of-the-box point about murder and how this Bin Laden thing was set up. It's just a thought. You know, the guy is known for making explosive devices and just kind of planting them everywhere. If I was one of the SEAL team members, I don't know, man. Going in there, I'd have to be a little cautious, if you will. And if that guy reached for anything at all, I really would. I mean, I'm not down with the murder thing at all,
yeah.
Believe me.
Well, I get where you're coming from, and this has been posited. People have said, well, he could have had an explosive vest on, and you know, you see those a lot in movies. It's unlikely that the guy's going to be hanging out at his house with an explosive vest on. But you know, also Bin Laden isn't known for improvised explosive devices, but people in that movement sort of are. So I can see that point. But I think that the main point that needs to be heard here is this was a kill order. This wasn't a kill or retreat order. This was a kill order, and the soldiers followed the order. They did what they were supposed to do. There's no evidence at all that he went for anything or did anything. He may have gone for something, I don't know, but all they did was follow the order to kill Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I so totally agree, and like I said, I really admire it. This is a really tough subject for you guys to be taking on.
That's not a problem, man. I appreciate the call tonight, and thank you for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. We hit the tough issues all the time. It's no big deal. That's why it's an open phone show. You know, if you think you've got something that's tough you want to throw at us, by all means. The nice thing about having a perspective of liberty, believing in the ideas of personal freedom and responsibility, is that we can handle any issue. We don't need a crack team of researchers to, you know, to be toiling away all day long to try to find out what points we need to make on, you know, various different issues, and we have to exclude certain callers because they might be too challenging, or exclude certain viewpoints because they're too unusual, or
right.
We don't know
if
how
I'm
to handle them.
I'm not consistent. Please tell me I'm not consistent. I want to be consistent.
Yep, so let's continue here with your calls and talk to David listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, David. David, listening in Charleston, going once. David?
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey. Yeah, you guys were talking about the crazy people who believe in the end of the world.
Yes, sir.
Or whatever. Earlier on the show, do you remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're talking about, what were you talking about that the followers of that believed?
Well, it depends on the...
There's different beliefs. So the belief that was posited tonight was somebody had called to say that there's a group out there that is buying billboards, and they're promoting the idea that the world is going to end on May 21st of 2011. And if you go to their website, which is familyradio.com, they have all kinds of claims as to, you know, what's going to happen. They say it's going to be a huge earthquake, and, you know, Jesus is going to come back, and then 5 months later, the entire world will be destroyed. So apparently, it'll be the beginning of the end of the world, according to these folks, on May 21st.
Well, more specifically, what did you say about the followers once they was proven wrong?
Oh, well, it's an interesting psychological question as to how people will behave when these predictions don't come true. Because for decades and hundreds of years, I mean, people have been saying that the world is going to end soon, or the world is going to end on this particular date. In fact, the guy that leads this particular cult made the claim back in the 90s that the world was going to end in 1994. But they, on their frequently asked questions file on their website, they claimed that, well, he didn't have full information, and now he's got the full
more biblical information. information has been revealed, which really is strange to me, considering the Bible was at least put together 1,700 years ago.
Yeah, so I don't know if that answered your question.
Well, yeah, well, basically that you said that even though they were that they'll be proven wrong, the people have a vested interest in believing, so they'll continue believing.
That's correct.
Depending on how true believers, depending on how true believers,
some will,
they are.
Some won't, but many do.
Well, how is that any different from people who believe in the government?
It's not.
I mean, yeah, I would just wonder about that. I mean, it seems like it's kind of the same thing.
No, in fact, I was talking with Pete Eyre about this from LibertyOnTour.com last night about how some of these jurors, for instance, our friend Meg was found guilty this week for standing in front of a police car here in Keene, New Hampshire by a jury of her so-called peers. So 12 people decided to find this young lady guilty, even though she had never harmed another person. She did not do anything to destroy any property. She did not do any damage whatsoever. They still found her guilty, and she was facing up to 2 years in jail as a result of that. Fortunately, she only got 90-day suspended sentences and no fine. So it could have been much worse. But my question to Pete was, well, why are the juries doing this? Why are they behaving in this way when Meg made it very clear to them that she hadn't harmed anybody and that she should be found not guilty and they should use their conscience? At the end of the trial, the jurors were snuck out the back door and they slinked away into their vehicles. When I managed to talk to a couple of them on their way to their vehicle, I asked them if they would do an interview for $50 cash on the spot for a 5-minute video interview, and they both refused, the two that we were able to speak with. And so my question was, why are they behaving this way? It seems clear to me that they're not proud of what it is that they've done. And P was basically pointing out that this is the religion of the state, that these ideas are challenging their religious beliefs and their religious belief in the state, that is, and that therefore they use cognitive dissonance to block out any kind of suggestion that they could possibly be wrong for following what the state does, but somewhere inside them it must be picking at them that they've done something wrong. Otherwise, why would they just run away from the cameras?
It's funny that you mentioned cognitive dissonance, because I was actually going to point that out, that the government promotes cognitive dissonance with all these various social entitlement programs, because now it's not logical for people who are inside that system to go against it, because it's not in their best interest.
That's true. Yeah, the welfare programs lock people in hardcore into the system. No doubt about that.
I mean, so it's just a self-feeding. You know, it's like it's a self-feeding process.
Yeah, and people that criticize the state to a true believer in the state, you might as well be criticizing Jesus to them. I mean, it's the same kind of belief system.
And honestly, those are two opposing systems. It's very difficult to believe in this aggressive government that we have and still believe in Jesus. You have to give up one. And, you know, that's what the Bible predicted.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Great thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bowl repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And I have to give a plug out to Liberty Picture Frames. Kurt is here from Liberty Picture Frames. He's not actually in the studio with us, but the website's still up, right? You're still doing Liberty Picture Frames? Okay, so libertypictureframes.com, once upon a time sponsor of the show. Maybe we'll get them back one of these days here, but they're doing some really great work for the Shire Society. We talked about a year ago about the Shire Society here on this program, the idea of individuals signing a document that essentially declares their independence from the state, declares their independence from these coercive organizations, these monopolies on violence that we have out there that are so ruinous towards peaceful people's lives. And it was at Porkfest last year where the Shire Society declarations were signed by probably about 100 people at least at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And now, thanks to LibertyPictureFrames.com, we've got some amazing, I mean, there have been some amazing work done to these, because they were
they're beautiful. They're in frames, they're glassed in, it looks awesome. They're not hermetically sealed in a vault like the Constitution, but, right. You know, maybe if they take off, then they will be one day.
I was expecting it to be a fine job and a fine presentation, and Kurt just showed up here tonight to show off what he had what he has accomplished, and I think at the very least, it deserves some plugs on the air here. So, LibertyPictureFrames.com, it's something where it's a mail order thing, so you don't have to be here in New Hampshire to take advantage of the work that, it's all over the phone, so It's great stuff.
Yeah, the number's right there at libertypictureframes.com.
All right. So 800-259-9231 is our number. You can take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever whatever it is that you'd like. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the Shire Society, you can go to shiresociety.com. There's a little bit of information there, but that site needs some work. So we're going to continue here. We will allow you to take control of these airwaves, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that the features are completely free. We've got a webcam there where you can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because our chat room is built into the same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
And if you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet, and you're tired of banks charging you fees, do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to be only growing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
As we continue taking your phone calls, Fred is listening to WGBF in Evansville, Indiana. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I was wondering if either of you two had served in the military.
No, sir. But what does it matter?
I don't know that it's serving. It's working as a job.
Well, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and this war and my war have some similarities.
Okay.
The main similarity is the fact that you don't know who the enemy combatant is. You don't always know who the enemy is. They don't wear a uniform.
Yeah,
they also share the similarity that neither of them were declared wars either.
We knew who Osama bin Laden was.
Who's
and so we were out to take him out, and just because they say he was unarmed, you don't know what the mission actually.
Wait, you're defending the soldiers here, and I've never attacked the soldiers. Those guys were going to do whatever they were told to do. If those SEALs were said to take bin Laden and tie him up with a pink ribbon, they would have done that because that's what soldiers do. They follow orders. The fact is that they were given a kill order. This isn't about Osama bin Laden being a dangerous guy. This is about an order passed down from the highest office in this land.
How do you know that?
Because he's the president. He was watching on the TV.
Well, it's been reported. I mean, wasn't it Leon Panetta or whoever that said that it was a kill order?
It's a kill order.
Yeah.
If all else failed.
It was a kill order was what the terminology was. You can interpret it any way you want. That's the fact.
They knew who he was, and they had a split second to decide whether he was...
He was on his knees. They put him on his knees in front of his children and shot him. There's no split second. It was an execution.
They did not do it that way.
That's what his daughter says.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Oh, she's just an Arab. You can't trust them. They're all dangerous. Look, this girl had her father executed. There were no bullet holes in that room. There was no weapon on that guy. He was completely unarmed. That's what the State Department is saying.
Any gesture can be construed as dangerous.
I hope a cop doesn't say that to you at some point and plug you.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the cops have said that before, where they get away with murder as a result. They'll say, well, he was going for something in his waistband. Well, whether he was or not doesn't matter.
He said it was true.
Because, right, as long as the police say it's true, then everybody believes them.
And this is apparently what I can't get across, is if they can assassinate Osama bin Laden and kill a man without a trial, they could do it to you.
Oh, but Mark, I follow the law. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I understand that, but what happens when the law turns on you?
Mark, they would never do that
here. There are examples innumerable where the United States government turns on its own.
Mark, they would never do that here.
And all kinds of governments everywhere. You can say it can't happen.
This is America!
You can say it can't happen here, but the fact is...
I'll shout it louder! This is America!
You shout it louder. Yeah,
it can't happen here!
What can't happen here, exactly?
It!
What is it?
All of it.
You can't have tyranny here? Right. Osama bin Laden won, folks. That's why you have to take your shoes off at the airport. Osama bin Laden won. That's why the government grew 60% under George Bush. Osama bin Laden won. I don't care if he got a bullet in the head and the heart. The freedom of America, that's where the head and the bullet went. In the head and the heart of the freedom of America, if there ever was any.
Osama bin Laden's dead, and your freedom ain't coming back.
Right. You're not going to be able to take a bottle of water through the TSA checkpoint. I don't care who's dead.
Let's go to Chrissy, listening in Kentucky to WGBF in Evansville, Indiana. Hello, Chrissy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thank you, first of all, for taking my phone call.
That's our job. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, I lost the station about 15, 20 minutes ago. I'm driving home to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
It's my first time listening, and I've been really trying to listen intently to... Because I'm trying to pin you guys down as to where you actually stand on things as far as left or conservative or liberal. Can't quite
neither.
Get a grasp on you. I didn't
neither.
Think so. I couldn't quite get a grasp on it. But my question is...
Good for you, by the way, before you go with your question. Good for you for not jumping to a conclusion. Because a lot of people, the first time they listen to us, depending on what we're talking about, right. They'll jump to a conclusion immediately. You guys are liberals. You guys are conservatives. And, yeah, neither's true.
I will say I did wonder what Kool-Aid you were drinking at one point, but one of your callers, I guess it's about an hour and a half ago, brought up the point that this is a war. Now, I agree with you that we did not, and this is something you need to understand, we did not declare war. You are totally right on that. But just because... A race starts does not mean every driver in that race has to say go. One person says go and everybody goes. Osama bin Laden said go. He declared war.
Well, wait a minute.
Not on 2011, not on 2001. I'm not talking about
when.
When 9/11. I'm not talking about 9/11. I'm talking about when he first attacked.
And when was that? Are you talking about World Trade Center?
Yes, sir. When he first attacked, and I have to tell you, when people come to our soil and they attack us for whatever reason they feel is just, I don't care.
Do you feel like
that
it was? Now, let's go back. I'm glad that you went back in history that far, but let's go back further. Was it also a declaration of war when the United States government went in and meddled in the business of the Middle East decades upon decades before that?
Well, let me ask you one question, and I will answer that.
I'll tell you what. You hold that thought. We'll come back with your question here in a moment. More with Chrissy, 800-259-9231. You can take control here, even in these remaining moments. So hopefully we'll get to you and your thoughts. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want, even in these remaining moments. If you're on the line, we'll do our best to get to you. If not, well, you're probably SOL for tonight. But that's okay. We do the show all week long, and if you miss the chance to listen or to get on the air tonight, just call us back on Monday night. We'll be doing it all over again at that time. And if you have missed the weekday program, you can go grab archives up over at freetalklive.com. Or if you're just tuning in now tonight and you want to know what went on earlier, the archive will be up in just probably about an hour or so after the show over at freetalklive.com. Archives go all the way back to late 2006, by the way, so you can dig and dig and dig all you want. Go and get it all for free at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here in moments with your calls.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader could go and learn it in a weekend. You visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com, remember to use Free Talk Live's pull and the pull-down menu there when you check out, just to let them know where you heard it from, jurisdictionary.com.
We go back to Chrissy listening on the road in Kentucky. Chrissy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Now, Chrissy, you said you had a question before you answered my question.
Yes,
about...
my question actually will help me to answer your question. How do you, the two of you, what is your stand as far as Israel?
What is our stand as far as Israel?
Is Israel...
I refuse to make a statement like that. I think that Israel at this point is a sovereign nation. Whether you like the way it was instituted in the 40s and even on back from there or not, the fact is that it exists now, and that there are people there that are living their lives in peaceful manners, and they should be left alone and not harmed.
Okay.
In the same way they should leave other people alone. At the same time, I don't think that any American's tax dollars should go to fund the state of Israel or the state of anything else.
I would generally agree with you on that one, Mark. I personally don't care what goes on over in Israel. It's none of my business, and I'm not interested in sending money there or anywhere else.
There's a reason I asked.
Okay.
The reason I asked is back in, and I do apologize, I am driving, so I can't exactly look things up.
That's all right.
I'm kind of blonde on memory when it comes to dates. But back in the 40s when Israel first, that's a bad word because they've been a nation since biblical times. When they got it back, let's say it that way, when they took Israel back.
It was given to them by England, basically.
Well, it was given back to them.
I don't know that. I mean, how can you claim that? I mean, if you read the Bible, the fact is the Israelites went through and executed a bunch of Canaanites. I mean, who is it going to be given back to?
Listen,
well, look, hold on. God's going to tell me to hang up on you if you're, and then I can do anything I want, right? God told me such and such.
Well, God's not going to tell you to do things.
If God tells you to do something, the chances are you're insane.
Really?
Really?
Moses was insane?
Look, I'm not going to go and diagnose the guy. I think that he may very well have been using this whole God thing, this whole Yahweh thing to get power. The fact is he was an extraordinarily capable general who led the Israelites on many campaigns. That was done all over the place in the Bronze Age. He's really no different than the generals of his time.
All right. Well, we will agree to disagree. And the point that I was making with Israel is, that has to do with as far as how you view Afghanistan and all these things in the Middle East.
Yes,
because
God did not
believe
God
that
has
we
not told
have
me that
a. No, what I'm saying is, if you believe that we have a legitimate reason to protect Israel from the Muslim, and yes, I will tell you that Muslims hate Americans and Jewish, and it's not because
that is
of
nonsense.
President.
I mean, I'm sorry, that's just absolute nonsense. And thank you, Chrissy, for the call. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. I've known Muslims, and we've talked to Muslims.
There's plenty of Muslim American citizens.
And Muslims
don't hate America.
In general, Muslims are, they have a particular set of religious beliefs, and in the same way that Christians, some Christians are more extreme than others, some Muslims are more extreme as far as their inclination toward violence is concerned. Many Muslims I know are very peace-oriented, so
if you believe America needs to be in the Middle East in order to protect the state of Israel, as far as I'm concerned, you're as dangerous as any Muslim who believes that God has told him to kill the infidels that's in the Middle East. It's the same thought process.
Yeah, you either accept violence as your solution to problems,
and God giving you the go-ahead on violence.
Let's continue here, though, and take your calls and go to Charlie listening in Fargo. By the way, to our brand newest affiliate WDAY in Fargo. Welcome, Charlie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent. Sure, it's your first night hearing Free Talk Live on the radio in Fargo. So, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, to answer some of the previous callers. Ignorance. If you want to call, what we call terrorism now, we might as well call what the Puritans called manifest destiny back in the 14th and 1500s.
What do you mean?
God will.
I think manifest destiny was a concept probably instituted in the early 19th century, certainly the early 19th century, maybe the late 18th
right,
century.
Right, and maybe the terminology is a little off.
Yeah, go ahead.
My whole point is this. I mean, and I agree with you guys that, I don't want to say, no, we didn't have it coming. We don't deserve this, but we absolutely meddle in everything.
It's the United States government.
The United States government. Here's my whole stance on this thing, and I don't want to take up a whole bunch of time, although I could. basically, here's how I stand on this whole thing. I think we've all been duped. I think I personally believe this Bin Laden is just one of many key figures in the Middle East that do not like us because, yes, we stick our noses. No, the United States government sticks their noses in everything.
Absolutely. In the same way that Americans would be very upset by the other governments of the world, if, like I said earlier, if Red China rolls into your neighborhood and sets up a military base, that's going to piss a lot of people off,
exactly.
And some of them might even get violent as a result.
Exactly.
Oh, I suspect they would.
It doesn't mean, and
exactly.
I agree with you completely, it doesn't mean that violence is appropriate, it doesn't mean that violence is right, but it does mean that that's what will inevitably happen because human beings are what they are. Any other thoughts?
Well, when this first happened in 9/11, I remember remember exactly where I was. I'm sure everybody does. And I was pissed. God,
yeah,
I wanted
sure.
to bend.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, as hindsight 2020, you know, I look back in this and, okay, this makes about, let's really dumb this down for everybody. Let's say you're a crit, and the bloods come through and spray up your whole neighborhood, and you guys have a little powwow, and you go to the Latin Kings neighborhood and start shooting. That's kind of what it seems like to me, is like, okay, this guy's supposedly in Afghanistan or Pakistan or whatever. All of a sudden, we're in Iraq, and all these other things start to avail, you know, and I step back, and I look at it, and I think, you know, there is a very large common denominator within all this. It even goes back to the Somalian conflict in the early 90s, that all this stuff happens to go around our oil.
That sure is coincidence. Oil does seem to be involved. Charlie, thank you for the call. You seem to have a disturbingly large amount of information on American criminal gangs. So.
Yeah, Crips in Fargo, right? Hey, thanks, Charlie. Appreciate hearing from you.
The
tonight.
Latin Kings rolling through Fargo doing drive-bys.
And if you're listening in Fargo for the first time, welcome on board. This is their first night on the air, so welcome to WDAY out in Fargo. They'll be joining us every Saturday night.
I have no idea if there's a gang problem in Fargo.
Let's talk to Kevin in Indy. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
I'll try to make this succinct. I called the other night about the town courts in Indy. And failed miserably to communicate my thoughts. The thing is, the court systems everywhere are corrupt.
Yes,
and
sir.
They keep people down. And in Indianapolis, you have major courts. You have the criminal court, small claims, you have your traffic court. But the small towns have what's called a town court, and they try everything there, much to the detriment of the individuals. And just like the one gentleman from Oklahoma said, they couldn't really try in there on criminal, but they could send him to the main city 2 hours away. But they try to settle it, much to the detriment of the person involved.
Oh, absolutely. They always want to take a plea deal. I'm sorry we're short on time. I thank you for the call tonight. Let's try to get James in here in Nebraska briefly. And it's plea deals that are detrimental to American freedom. James in Nebraska, go ahead with your thoughts quickly. You got the last 20 seconds or so.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, guys. Just a couple quick points I'm able to on the whole May 21st, 2011. It's a terrible misunderstanding. Number one, of Jesus' words, if you read his words in the Greek, it all hinges upon the word eon, which can be interpreted as either world or age. It's most commonly understood in many...
You're welcome to call us back Monday night and get into detail, man, but I appreciate where you're coming from, and we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.